What's up, guys? Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. That's Nick Scarpino. And we are, in fact, the Internet Explorers.
Meow Wolf.
Meow Wolf.
It's just a fun thing to say.
It is. It's on your shirt.
It's on my shirt.
Well, meow, meow.
I noticed it this morning. Uh-huh. I know it's a creator or some sort of artist or some sort of cool person. I don't know.
It's like
I don't know
weird art installation.
I know. My wife went to it in Santa Fe and she said it was a trip.
Yeah.
Also kind of dirty. She was like, it's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
She's like, I bet this was really cool 2 years ago before kids touched it.
You ever seen a clean wolf?
You ever seen a small child? They're great.
Solid point. Solid point. This is Internet Explorers for July 11th, a.k.a. 7-11. Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa, what a day. What a great day to be alive. You
great
know what
day.
I mean? 7-Eleven day.
I'll tell you what. What the fuck did I watch? Oh, been watching a lot of that Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of 7-Eleven placement in that.
Oh, yeah?
Loving it.
Well, it's probably
makes me want to go to 7-Eleven.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
That's old school right there.
Yeah.
You're old
do
now.
Do they not do that now?
No. God, no.
Really?
That's some.
Their,
that's,
what would be their catchphrase
Tim,
now, Nick?
I hate to tell you this. But you've hit the ripe old age of 30. This is the year that you get to where you start remembering things and start quoting things. And then people go, "That people don't say that anymore. They don't say that anymore."
Yeah.
Now you're old. You're an old ass man now. Barrett woke up today, put on some cool clothes that no one's ever seen before because he's the fucking future. And we are the past, my friend. But we're going to keep surfing.
Come show your cool clothes, Barrett.
Now, I tried this shirt on, but for me, because I have a lot of back hair, it was way too see-through.
Yeah.
So I had to give it back.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing. Fuck these shirts. Kevin, pull up the first thing. Oh, it's me. Go for it. Pull that up. Boom. Buy these shirts. These are better shirts. You know what I mean?
Are they better?
Well, let's be perfectly honest. You can't get these shirts anymore, so.
It's true.
You have no choice but to buy I Am the Knight.
It's no choice at all. Please buy this shirt. I love this shirt. I'm going to wear it every day for the rest of my life.
I wear it all the time. I think Alyssa has my kind of funny chrome shirt.
She does.
Cool. Chrome. I might need to get that back.
She's chroming it up. Why would Barrett's fiance have your shirt?
Oh, because the Ace Man loaned it to her for a sec when he was going to the panel.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came in with that, but then she gave him the shirt. So the Ace Man had that in. But then he gave it back to me. That's how it goes.
I respect that. I respect
Aces.
That.
Aces. Wild.
The only thing I respect more than that is this show, the worst show on the internet. Internet Explorers, ladies and gentlemen, every single Thursday. Right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at about 11 a.m. We get together to explore the internet, see what the fuck's going on.
We like to surf the righteous waves of the cybernet.
Righteous.
Remember the movie The Net starring Dennis Miller and Sandra Bullock? It was a bad movie.
Sandy B, baby.
Sandy fucking B.
Anyways, you can get the show on podcast services. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on Rooster Teeth. You already know all this shit, though, because you're adults.
It's true.
You're adults using the internet. Can you believe there was a time when people didn't have the internet to
explore? Yeah, I remember it. I remember it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. The internet didn't become a thing widely spread in households until probably the mid-90s. I had a solid 14 to 15 years where when there's nothing on TV and you didn't have a computer, you stared at the wall. That's what you did.
Yeah.
I just stared at the wall and just waited for time to pass and counted.
I mean, it's crazy because
I tried not to go
insane.
There
was definitely, I didn't have internet my entire life, but internet was around me. I felt like I was part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember getting a dial. We used to have dial up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a Dell. I think it was a Gateway computer or a Dell. I can't remember what we had originally. But yeah, I remember my dad installing the modem and then picking up the phone line. Blee, 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 blee. And then inevitably, no matter what, my mom would try to pick up the phone. You'd hear this beep, boop, bop, boop. What's happening? Beep, boop, bop, boop. Get off the phone. And I'd be like, get off the phone. Get off. Check your email. I'm on a chat room. I'm footlong dong.
What was your chat room name?
Footlong Dong was one of them.
Was it really?
Yeah, Hung Like a Bear was another one.
God damn it, Nick. You're such a dick. I hate it.
I think they were all euphemisms for my giant cock.
Yes.
When I was my giant 12-year-old cock, you know what I mean? Just that big old one that barely had a little peach fuzz on it. And I was like, I want to have a big dick.
How much do you think you would cringe if you reread the conversations you had?
Oh, I would laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
I was a little wuss. I didn't do anything. I wasn't like doing anything like you were doing where I was like throwing firecrackers into fucking like tailpipes and shit or whatever you used to do when you were a kid.
Didn't
jumping off of roofs and throwing firecrackers at people's faces.
Yeah.
No, I would just go on and like I'd go into chat rooms and then I would say, hey, and then people would respond and I'd go, hee, and I would log off. My mom would be like, what is happening up there?
Yeah.
Get off the phone.
God. Oh, Meow Wolf. Those are the days. It's time for some other news here. It's 7-Eleven day, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means. You can get your goddamn Slurpee. Free Slurpees for all. This is how you can get them. Can you pull this up, Kevin? There we go. It's 7-Eleven day because it's July 11th.
Hell yeah, 7-Eleven.
Someone out there was like, I work for 7-Eleven. You think that 7-Eleven came up with this, or do you think that the people came up with it and then 7-Eleven's like, I guess you're right?
I think that people came up with it and 7-Eleven was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, it had to. It's built in marketing, 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
I still, to this day, have no idea what 7-Eleven stands for.
It's I actually looked this up recently.
What the fuck is it?
When it first opened, it was open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And that, back then, that was a huge deal.
That seems like it was very short-sighted, though, with how that, you know what I mean? That's like naming our company 9 to 5.
But it was to
sometimes we stay past 5 and we're like, damn it, we got to rename the company 9 to sometimes past 5.
Back when it started, it was to promote that you could come between those hours and get whatever you needed. It originated as like an ice company that would sell ice.
Hence the Slurpees. It all comes full circle. And the offer is good today from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're twisting it. You know what I mean? Tables have turned.
I appreciate this.
That makes more sense.
So today is the day the convenience store chain offers a free small Slurpee to any customer who walks through its doors. No strings attached. The offer is good from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. But before you pledge allegiance to the Slurp, pay homage to its history. Here's everything you need to know about America's favorite slush. And then there's a whole article about Slurpees.
Slurpees are great. I grew up on these things when I was a kid. And if you remember correctly, of course, one of my favorite all-time favorite movies, Encino Man, gave us the popular phrase, wheezing the juice. Mm-hmm. And I used to go in there and try to wheeze that juice, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy would be like, no wheezing the juice. Don't wheeze the juice. And I'd be like, I'm going to wheeze the juice.
I'm wheezing the fucking juice.
At least like the Coke Slurpees, truth be told. I was never a huge fan of the blue or the red ones.
Really?
I mean, they were, again, I would fuck them up. But if they had a Coke Slurpee,
Slurpee was amazing.
Son of
a
bitch,
felt like
dude.
You were cheating. You know what I mean?
Dude, that was Coke on another level. I was like, are you kidding me? Wait, it's better in its frozen form? It was like a level 16 Charmander.
It is exactly like a level 16 Charmander. It's evolving.
How much did you love that question from yesterday?
If you haven't seen yesterday's KFAF, you should watch it where we do a video game
so
trivia.
Hard.
And like, it was random because we just chose random numbers, but like I got such easy questions, and Greg Miller got the hardest fucking questions
really did.
I have
he
ever
really
heard.
Did. So he hard. Chose the numbers.
I love it.
He chose the numbers. Maybe I changed the numbers up on him. We don't know.
I doubt you did that. I doubt you did.
You should have though.
At least not on purpose.
No, I actually tried to. I actually tried to pick ones that I thought were easier for him. I didn't realize he was such a big Zelda fan. Because, you know, he's such a goddamn PlayStation fanboy.
I don't know that
boy.
It requires such a big Zelda fan to know that Zelda's horse is named Epona. That's like a... It's just like a thing.
Is it always Epona?
Yeah.
In every game?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Do you know Zelda. Why the Slurpee's called the Slurpee? It's named for the sound it makes when you sip it through the straw. Or at least that's what it sounded like when a 7-Eleven ad man thought of the name during a brainstorm session in 1967. The company wanted to rebrand the Icy with an original name, and thus the Slurpee was born. Icy's are still sold in movie theaters, theme parks, and random spots in between, but 7-Eleven is still the only spot sippers can score a Slurpee.
There you go.
How do you feel about that?
I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that. I'm a big fan of the Icy Cup, though. The old school, the polar bear.
Surfing.
Like, man, it's so cold and refreshing out here. Meanwhile, I'm just this chubby kid in the sun of Southern California sucking down sugar.
Yeah.
Wondering why his stomach's getting bigger and his pee-pee's not a foot yet.
Foot-long dog. Nick Scarpino, man.
I hate you so much.
Why do you hate him, Kevin?
Do you hate me, Kevin?
Because foot-long dong and
give
stuff
a better
like
reason.
That.
It's a great
I mean,
man.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
It's a you're going to go home and think about that, and you're going to giggle to yourself
never
while you're
again.
Playing with that weird-ass cat.
Never going to think about it.
You're going to go like this. Come here, Thomas.
Oh.
And Thomas is going to go, I'm going to fucking eat your face. Kevin's going to go, oh, if you're bigger, you can eat my face, but you can't, so I'm going to weld you into a fucking woodwork thing. All right.
Speaking of straws, I have some disturbing news.
Yeah, let's go.
We've been dealing with this for a while.
Dun.
And I would say maybe 2 weeks now.
Oh, I don't like it.
You and I, we both get the Trenta Ice in the mornings, right?
Uh-huh.
And they've switched over to these bullshit ass paper straws.
Horse shit.
I get it. The environment.
I know.
I get it. People care, whatever.
Sure,
as far
sure.
as I'm concerned, just don't do this, though.
Don't
this isn't worth it. This is a waste of, I don't know, some other environment shit. It's bullshit.
Here's what I'm going to tell you right now, everyone that's out there. If you're going to Starbucks, don't not get a straw. Ask for 5 straws. Be like, hey, yeah, I'm going to need 5
stock
more
up.
Straws because these fucking things last approximately 5 seconds. Here's the problem with them. You suck. They're fine. Above the fold and below the fold.
Mm-hmm.
It's this little butthole area right
it
here
is.
That sucks it in, that crushes it, and all so the moisture locks in there. And then when you go to move the straw around, it just bends.
And then you suck and you suck and you
suck,
suck
and
you just can't
there.
Get any
And then
out.
You're sucking paper into your face.
It's disgusting.
And
it
that can't be good for your bowels.
Taste.
It does. It's disgusting.
God, I really hate it. Well, how did you get one of those?
Because I had, there's one store that's the store in stores that I go to. It's a Starbucks inside of a shopping mall. or a supermarket rather. Mm-hmm. It's like right at the entrance. That they're like the last holdouts. I think they just have, they don't do as much volume, so I think they just have more of these left over.
I thought that Starbucks was only a matter of time for me forever. You know, like I when it started, I was like, all right, cool. There's all these like little boutique coffee shops and like, oh, support your independent artists and shit. Of course, they're gonna have this bullshit.
Yeah,
I thought Starbucks was gonna say fuck you to the man the entire time, but then no. Here we are with these compostable straws, messing everyone's day up, forcing you to make a bunch of weird concessions for your iced coffee.
Here's the thing. I don't need a straw. I don't even care about straws. And Soul Porpoise brings up a good point. He's like, why don't you guys just stop using straws? And he called us dum-dums, to which I will say, I would love to stop using straws, but I get the big dog. I get the fucking adult size iced coffee, and they don't have the sippy cup lid for these yet.
They just don't
because
make
they're
it.
So fucking unprepared for the straw-lution.
Straw-mageddon,
the straw-mageddon. The Stravolution, that they didn't make a fucking sippy cup for man's favorite drink. Yeah. You might be out there with your little fucking boy drink out there wondering when your peach fuzz is going to grow on your fucking taint. But us men out here that are doing the man work, Soul Porpoise, we need a fucking sippy cup. And if you don't get, how am I supposed to, what am I, I'm going to suck through the fucking butthole?
Suck through the butthole?
Am I going to suck this through the butthole?
What the fuck, Soul Porpoise? Jesus. It's like you didn't even think this through.
Why don't you guys not use straws? That's why, motherfucker.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Give me a fucking sippy cup or give me a normal ass straw. I am a straw enthusiast and I think that this is such fucking bullshit. Because now there's all these people out there with their metal straws, you know? And the metal straws are just as bad as the paper straws. They make everything taste different.
First off, they make things taste different. Second, I'm not 100% certain you can clean those things accurately.
No.
Without them getting a bacterial infection
we've
inside of it.
What is it called? The pipe cleaners.
Also, these straws kill people.
They do kill people.
Do you
they
believe
also
me?
Fuck your teeth up. Yeah.
Because we have a story.
Get the fuck out.
Woman killed in freak accident involving metal straw.
This is what I'm saying. All right. This is what I'm saying.
This is real tight. One more.
That was just a big fuck you, Kevin.
A little more.
All right. So this happened in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Of course.
A woman died after a freak accident involving an eco-friendly straw.
I gotta move to Florida. It just seems like life's more exciting in Florida.
It's hot and humid.
USA Today reports that Elena Struthers Gardner, a retired jockey, died after she collapsed in the kitchen at her home in England in November 2018. This week, authorities announced she had suffered fatal brain injuries and that her death was accidental in nature. According to the report, she was carrying a mason jar-style drinking glass with a screw-top lid and sipping from a metal drinking straw. When she fell, the 10-inch straw went straight through her left eye socket and pierced her brain.
Oh, my God.
Her wife had found her face down on the floor, making, quote, unusual gurgling sounds.
Jesus Christ.
She was rushed to the hospital where she died the next day. This death has led coroners to warn people against using metal drinking straws with lids that fix them in place.
I'll say this. This is actually one in the paper straw category. I didn't know this is actually one reason why you should use a paper straw.
No. See, fuck that. Give us plastic straws. That's just not going to
go right
through
your brain.
No.
That's got a sharp. I'm pretty sure Kevin could drive that through your eyeball.
I'm sure he could drive this through my eyeball, too.
One way to find out, guys.
I need straws, and I need.
I don't like the metal straws. I don't like the way metal feels against my teeth.
I want the plastic straws.
I like to chew on the straw sometimes. I like to pretend like the straw is a cigarette sometimes. That's what I like to do.
See? I'm supporting.
All seriousness, I don't give a fuck about straws. Just give me a lid I can drink out of.
They're working on it.
I don't trust that they are. I feel like the Trenta for so long was treated as this luxury item.
Yeah, it really was. You know what I mean? It was like the fucking extended cab SUV.
Yeah.
Where you're like, nobody needs
this.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of luxury items.
Yeah.
It was a thing last week where the same girl that we reported on last week that made the Pornhub and all of that.
Yeah.
She started selling her bathwater.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And now, she sold out of the bathwater.
I didn't know that. Was she doing this ironically?
No, this is, she was
or was
it
she
to make
doing
money.
It because guys were buying this stuff to like?
I mean, she sold out.
She wasn't doing it because any reason other than she could, you know. And
but God like, was it like? Okay, so here's my question, you guys. Do you think she's sitting there going, "This would be hilarious. I'm going to sell my bathwater, and a bunch of like ridiculous people will buy this for various different reasons"? Or do you think she was like, "I know exactly who's buying this bathwater"? And I'm taking advantage of that.
It's definitely column B.
Okay.
But, like, it worked. You know? But it didn't work for one individual.
Now, we were having this conversation at a lovely Mexican restaurant called Dos Charos yesterday. It was me, one Kevin Coelho, one Joey Noel, and one Cool Greg. And I saw this something popped up. I think my buddy sent me this, like, hey, you should start selling your own, your beard shavings or something. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. That's gross. We were joking around about it. Just talking about, you know, the differences between how much money I could make selling my bathwater and how much money this young lady makes selling her bathwater. And then Cool Greg dropped some bomb. I dropped a bomb on me.
Have you seen this, Tim? Do you know? Yep, there you do. You sure do.
Cool Greg was like, I'm selling my own bathwater. And I was like, oh, that's funny. He goes, no, here it is. And he shows me a Craigslist link to it for $500. And then I go, Cool Greg, is that really your bathwater? And he's like, between you and me, G, it's just tap water.
I saw him tweet about this. About
he just thought it was funny.
I saw him tweet the bathwater thing, and I was just like, and I know it's a little early for the Cool Greg effect, but I feel like this is news. Like, this is newsworthy.
I mean, first off, what I love about this is this the there's Cool two Greg images. Greg? What's the second image? Okay. Water.
Water by Cool Greg.
With a
like, it's a fucking perfume.
You know what? This is the kind of shit that Kanye West would sell, though. He would just sell water and people would buy it for like $1 billion. So Cool Greg is an innovator here. What I'm saying is this. If you're watching this on Patreon or if you're watching this, on YouTube, go over to Craigslist and buy his water.
It's condition, salvage,
yeah.
Maker, manufacturer, KFBF,
yep.
Model name, Cool Greg,
yep.
Size, dimensions, a whole lot of. But like, he fucking did it, dude. Good for, like, this is, I'm proud of my brother for many things in his life. Trying to sell his bathwater, not necessarily one of them, but managing to make his own Craigslist ad. Yeah. I didn't think he had it.
I don't know how to make a Craigslist ad. Like, I'm not even sure they work anymore. Side note, I do respect that the fact that you can see, A, in this picture, the label on top of the bottle, the glass mason jar of water, and also his crotch. He just shot right into his dick on that one.
Yeah, dude.
See that? That's where it came from. That's the pee-pee water.
No, it's not pee-pee water.
It's pee-pee water.
Cool Greg's bath water.
Cool Greg water washed cool his Greg. Pee-pee out in the water.
No, that's not
and now you
happened.
Can buy it for $500. Yeah, no, and you too can do whatever people are doing with the other woman's bath water.
What are you just doing?
I assume they're dunking their face in it while they furiously jack off.
Jesus right? Christ.
Yeah. Like, what else could they possibly be doing with
they're
it?
Not many other it options. Do you think
they're smelling it while they jack off,
the
right? They're jacking off into this water. They got to be doing it. They're shooting all sorts of fucking silly stream into this water.
Did you see the fake?
It's gross. Don't buy this. Don't buy the water.
News account that someone made that was like tweeting out like, "Hey, a bunch of people have gotten herpes from this water," or something like that.
Yeah, she had to address it. She was like, "No, it doesn't. That's not how you get herpes. You can't get it from water."
Yeah.
And Kevin and I had a conversation that lasted approximately 18 times longer than it should have as to whether or not you can get herpes from butt water. Yeah. He was like, "No, you can."
You think she could,
like,
sell it for extra if it did?
Probably that's the thing.
See that I think that she would have some issues with the like CDC with the government. Like, hey,
I don't think you can send herpes in the mail. I think that's probably illegal.
Mm-hmm. You can send bathwater though.
I don't think you can. I honestly think I don't think this is legal at all because there are people who have gotten in trouble for selling like panties and shit. You're not allowed to sell that.
Panties.
You can't like you're not
really?
Like legally speaking, you can't sell biological. You can't send biological material through the regular post. It's apparently illegal. And I know that because I was listening to your mom's house and they were talking about a woman who gave a tutorial on how to do that. And some of them got sent back to her because they were like, you're not allowed to do this.
So clean undies. Okay.
Clean undies are okay.
Just put, clean
but you just can't put, you
undies.
Can't put a snail trail on the underwear and then send it out.
Jesus. God.
That sounds, I'm the gross one.
That sounds very, very slow.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell my toilet water after I take a deuce and make Kevin scoop it out. And like, you know how you scoop
you
it out like, fish food?
Man.
Like when you have to get a fish out of the tank to clean out the tank. I'm going to make Kevin scoop it out and I'll send it to one lucky customer out there, sole porpoise. Stuff it in your mouth. How am I supposed to suck this fucking shit through this little tiny anus butthole?
What is wrong with you? I don't understand.
It's been a long week. God. I'm having a great time. Now.
Yeah. You should be having a great time because do you know how close we are? To Hobbs and Shaw?
Mm. Let me guess. 31 days.
22 days.
Oh, I was
we
so
are 22
we
days.
We don't have an image?
From the next movie in the Fast and Furious franchise. Of course I have an image, Kevin. Bring it up, please. Just a reminder that the official Japanese name for Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw is Wild Speed Super Combo.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Hell yes.
Wild Speed Super Combo.
That's wild. I love it.
Is what they came up with for the marketing geniuses. Why not just Hobbs and Shaw? Why it can't be Hobbs and Shaw?
Fast and Furious cool. In Japan's Wild Speed.
That's awesome.
This has been a thing.
This is
cut off, Kev.
My favorite thing ever. He Wild Speed is a, actually. You know what? I just talked myself out of this. Wild Speed is one of the coolest names ever.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and Furious is actually inferior to Wild Speed.
Tim, can you close that thing on the bottom?
This?
Yeah.
No. Closet.
What?
I want to keep it open.
Closet. All
right.
So, yeah, the original Fast and Furious is Wild Speed. Two was Wild Speed
times two.
Three is Wild Speed times three Tokyo Drift. Yeah. Four is Wild Speed Max. Five is Wild Speed Mega Max. Six is Wild Speed Euro Mission. Seven is Wild Speed Sky Mission.
Why does this sounds more like a rat race franchise and than it does Furious. The fucking Fast and Furious franchise.
Fate of the Furious is Wild Speed Ice Break. And now we got Wild Speed Super Combo.
The Japanese are the best. I can't fucking wait to go to Japan.
You gotta love it, man. You really gotta love it.
God damn, they're brilliant.
Good for them, dude.
Brilliant.
Ugh. Just don't make them like they used to.
I like how I started making fun of that and then came right around very quickly to Wild Speed.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes as much sense as Fast and Furious. So, there you go.
All right. So, now it's time for Tim Wants to Show Nick some stuff. This one's called Fucking Claire.
Oh, is this, what is it? Oh, my God. Is that a squirrel? Where did she get the squirrel from?
Put the dead squirrel down!
Kid's like, what? I got it. What's wrong? This is like when Kevin runs in the office and we're like, Kevin, he's like, what? What did I do? I didn't run. I was just getting from place A to place B. Jesus Christ. That was terrifying. Where did she get the goddamn squirrel from? I love how relaxed this squirrel is.
It's dead, Nick.
Is it dead?
Yeah.
Claire,
oh my God, it's super dead.
They said, Claire, put the dead squirrel down.
It's got rigor mortis. Oh my God.
Look at her. She's like, what's wrong? My brother did this when we were young with a rat.
Did your brother not realize it was dead?
Oh, he knew. He brought it with the tail and just brought it home.
That's hilarious.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Your brother is a special human being. And I mean that in the best way possible.
Claire, dude.
That was awesome.
This one I have down as peak comedy.
Okay.
Because this is it. This is the peak of comedy. Nothing will ever be funnier than this.
All right, well, I'll be the judge of that, ma'am. I'm a comedian. What's it got in its mouth? What do you got there?
He's got a chicken.
All
right. This really is the worst show on the internet.
I hate that I love this.
It's pushed through.
It just got. It's how long it goes. It's just how long it goes. I would have to shoot this horse. I would be like, I gotta shoot this horse. If it doesn't stop making this noise. This is great.
God damn.
How many views does this have? 10 million? Go scroll over it. No, no. What? 1.4 million views this
Where
has.
Where do you see that? Oh, right there. Shit.
That's ridiculous. And what warrants
He's
it?
Off.
You know
He's
what?
Like, yeah.
You know what? Again, they got me back. I was out for a while, and then I got back in.
And this one is great.
Oh, man. Turtles are terrifying now.
Wait, fuck.
What's he gonna do? What's he doing with his hands? That was amazing. That was amazing.
Did it have audio?
I thought it did, but
yeah, sometimes the ones on Reddit don't play audio for HDMI for some reason.
Look at the little delicate little.
He's like a little slappy pappy. Little slappy pappy is what Kevin does to Thomas. Hey, wake up. Wake up. Your living nightmare hasn't ended yet. Could you imagine being trapped in Kevin's room? That's your whole life.
Oh my God, no. This was called This Amount of Fun.
Okay. Oh, what's this?
You got a full screen?
Oh my God, yes.
She's just having
Marry
peak fun, dude.
Her. If you were dating this woman, and she is ready to crush a giant New York style pizza slice of pizza on a dance floor, marry her.
We've all been there, you know what I mean?
Brother, I was there two Saturdays ago after Tim's thing.
Yeah.
Crushing it, not on a dance floor, just sadly with my pants off in my own living room, wondering why the pizza was so rubbery. Oh my God, she can get down. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this right now. If I saw this, I'd be like, in the back of my mind, you must put a ring on this. Mm-hmm. You must lock this in. It will never get better than this. This woman will be your companion forever. Also, shout out to the two people fucking breaking it down behind her.
Shout out to this. Like, just look right here.
You know what this is? This reminds me of like when all my wife's friends get together and they're all ex-dancers and they just go. Yeah, they drop it low.
Where'd it go?
There it is.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
God damn, that pizza looks good. Kev, are we getting pizza for lunch?
I mean, if you're in.
Pop away.
Fuck, I want it, Kevin.
Take it. It's yours.
Take it. It's yours.
Take it.
Troy, great movie. Really?
Was it a great movie?
Yeah, it was a fantastic
movie. I enjoyed the fuck
Troy was
out
a fucking
it.
Great movie.
Okay,
it was a great
good.
Movie. It was a little off here and there, but I loved it. This I wanted one, them to make a sequel.
It's Kid Fail.
Troy, too.
We all see where it's going.
Yeah. Is it
going
to go right in the nuts?
No.
Oh, where's it going to go?
You see this fucking dumbass kid.
Where's this stupid kid? Kids are so fucking stupid. Oh, I hope he hits it and then it hits him in the head. Yep. 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 What do you think? What do you get? This is what I would. Yeah, I would pull this kid aside. Like, what were you trying to accomplish with that? You trying to hammer the thing into the fucking grass?
He didn't.
Are you the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life?
He was just being a kid.
Oh, what's he doing? Dumb fuck. These girls will never fuck you now because you're stupid, kid. These girls were like, oh, Johnny was actually pretty cool until he decided to fucking dissect his nuts on a pole.
That's what they call the Johnny Nutbuster.
Look at this dumb kid. Kids are so stupid.
God, kids are fucking dumb.
I'll tell you what, though. I was dumb like that. When I was in high school, you see girls with those little the plaid shorts. You go nuts. You do stupid shit.
Yeah.
The plaid shorts are crazy. Nuts. That's why Britney Spears used to wear them. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Plaid shorts or plaid skirts. Yeah.
This one's called My Poor Zeke.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where's this going?
Zinky!
Oh God. No, this kid's going right to the fucking thing.
Little kids, man.
He does not want that.
That's so mean.
Oh my God, this poor kid, look at him. No! Oh my God. Oh,
God.
A couple grown men just laughing at a child's fear.
Yeah,
this is where we're at. Well, this is the show. If you don't like it, people,
have we watched
tweet
this?
At Kinda Funny Kevin all of your grievances.
I don't think we have.
Okay,
we might have watched this already.
Full screen.
Who cares?
Either
let's
way,
watch
this
it again.
Is the most glorious freaking cat
Nick,
I have ever
yourself.
Seen.
Prepare okay. yourself.
Let's go.
This is
let's go.
Spectacular.
Let's go. Daddy's in it.
Dude, what? Why? The fuck
that, Kevin. Now, if your cat could do shit like this, I would like it.
He's useless.
Like. I just love that it knew exactly what it was doing.
Wait, that seems like the most dangerous way to do this.
It's a cat. What does it care?
It doesn't care. He's got nothing to live for.
He's just looking for his next high.
That's amazing. God, they love
God,
to get
what
high.
Elegance, man.
Where's the kitty nip?
Yo, what the fuck's up with catnip? Can it's, someone answer me that?
You get some high.
You get some high.
But like, why are we cool with that?
Because we don't care about cats.
Why are we cool with like our friends getting stoned?
Yeah. Why do we let Cool Greg bring all of his weird friends over and smoke out on our balcony
like,
while
just,
listening to his jam box?
I just don't get it. Like, catnip just seems like a weird ass fucking thing.
I don't know if it actually gets them high. I think they just really like it. It's like sugar.
I don't know, man. They look.
I don't know, dude. My cats always act dopey afterwards.
I think it's just like they just cram it full of shit. The cats like it's like candy. What the fuck? That was amazing.
You ever just fill a bag with mayonnaise and fall backwards just to see what sound it makes?
Jesus.
Let's hear it.
Ew.
First off, there's a female somewhere watching this guy do this. And if she's cool with you doing stupid shit like this on Saturday... Marry her. This is what I'm saying.
That's the thing of this episode. Put a ring on it.
I'm just saying this. If you've got someone in your life that will film you while you do stupid shit like this, that's the person you marry.
So what do you think was the impetus?
I think a lot of marijuana.
Yeah.
I think they got super high and were like, let's fill a whole backpack full of mayonnaise.
This is definitely drug induced.
Think about how much mayonnaise they'd have to buy to fill this.
That's
bag.
A solid... Kevin, what do you think? Six jars of mayonnaise?
No. You buy the Costco size.
The big dog?
Yeah. If you want to be, and to me, that's one of these in a Ziploc bag, okay?
I don't think there's a Ziploc bag. I think they just put it in the thing.
No, because...
Look, he comes out of the hole. At the top.
You can
it's got
see
a drawstring hole.
Oh!
Spoochie.
The fucking sound.
I love it, by the way. We have a reporter in the office right now writing a story.
He left.
Oh, did he leave? Good, because I don't want him to quote. Because he talked to everyone else, and everyone else gave him these really nice sound bites. He didn't talk to me, but I was hoping he would be like, all Nick had to say was spoochie.
Spoochie. Put a ring on it.
And put a ring on it.
Oh, man. All right. Okay, Kev, pull this up, please.
Baller, what the fuck is this?
This is me and Kev growing up.
Oh my god. Oh god. Oh Jesus.
Look at how much fun they're having. It's making sounds.
You and Kevin growing up. This is you and Kevin now.
That's like, true. That's us too. It's Cool Greg somewhere's watching.
They're just fucking like in this pool, this infinity pool or whatever the fuck they're called.
This is how this whole thing would go down, right? Mm-hmm. You two knuckleheads over there playing with each other's belly buttons. Me asking if I could play with Kevin's belly button, him telling me how inappropriate it is, and Cool Greg somewhere about 20 feet away, not knowing how to handle any of this.
Yeah.
Because there's a latent like homoeroticism to it, and Cool Greg does not understand how to handle that at all.
At some point, Cool Greg would just be, we look over, and this is years later, you gotta imagine, and he's just now selling the Cool Greg pool water. He has a whole like a lemonade stand set up on the side.
I'll tell you what, if we could fill Kevin's belly button with pool water and sell that, at least three people would buy it, myself included.
So
Kevin, I'd wear it on my neck, like when Angelina Jolie used to wear a vial of Billy Bob Thornton's blood around her neck.
So hot.
I'd wear your belly button water around my neck, Kevin. So Kevin, what the fuck
you.
Is
I'm
this?
Not laughing. I was laughing at this image.
No, Kevin, I understand.
Kevin introduced me to Wish recently and the weird ass shit that they sell.
Yeah.
So here we go. Cat blindfold. I'm not sure, but this really does look quite unfortunate for this cat. What the hell?
You gotta imagine it's for cats like my cat, where he's fucking weird and gets scared all the time. And you put this bad boy on him, and now you can transport him wherever, and he's less scared.
So why do people keep cats?
It's $1.
Let's get Kevin a cat.
So the Wish stuff is all extremely cheap, but all crap.
Yeah, but I mean, how good a quality eye mask do you need for your cat?
I mean, it matters how much you care about your cat.
I don't care about your cat.
A black plastic bag.
Should I click this, Kevin?
If it were my cat, Kevin, if your cat were my cat, like if I owned your cat, I would just wrap electrical tape around its mouth.
Yeah, let's click it. Now, Wish is just such a interesting sales place.
Oh, what's that?
No, yeah, so this isn't. Go back to the other thing.
This place looks great. I'll buy some of this.
Well, I'm not showing any of this.
Well.
Yeah, these aren't good.
So go back and go to that, because that Twitter was weird-ass Wish things.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta be careful. It'll be fine.
This is a crack pipe. They sell crack pipes.
Yeah, they do.
They sell crack pipes.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I think you can smoke weed out of those pipes, too, but...
I think that's mostly a crack pipe.
It's probably more like a crack pipe, yeah. What's this thing? I hope they're selling fake pregnant bellies and not maternity shirts. Okay. They're probably selling maternity shirts.
Yeah, so that's not very funny. This isn't doing it for me.
No, it's not.
What is that? What is that? That's amazing.
It's just a kennel. Keep going down.
It's a cat kennel.
Yeah, and I'm not impressed by this. Let's leave.
Yeah. Some of the...
What is that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
What is that?
There we go.
What I was so that? Happy when I realized these were for dogs and not children or weird adults. That hole's for a tail.
Got it. Thank God.
Not weird adults.
That is amazing.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like they're waste. Like they could sell this to adults too, for sure.
I'm sure there's one or two people out there that are buying bathwater that are considering buying one of these things so their pee-pee can hang out of their pants.
I mean, but it's pee-pee and balls.
Yeah, you got to put both out. You can't just do one or the other, otherwise it chafes.
I'm not going to lie, that seems freeing.
It'll chafe.
What about this?
I don't know what is.
It's toilet paper.
Why is it cut so much?
So you can have tiny little toilet papers if you have a little butthole.
I respect that. I do respect that.
Even if you have a little butthole, you still want to get
you still
got to
have 15, 16. Because you always run the risk of it going all the way up your wrist, you know?
Oh, God.
You got to be real careful.
I don't know.
Damn.
I'm never shaking Nick's hand ever again.
Keep this show on the rails.
What's the time?
33.
Cool. Good to know. Good to know.
He's got a tiny little butthole.
All right.
Kevin, have you ever looked at your own butthole?
Yes, many times.
I think it's weird that people haven't done that.
Tim's really never seen his.
All right, we're looking at this. It's drawing two portraits.
Oh, fuck these people. They're too goddamn talented.
They're so talented.
Also, I don't like how hardcore that guy was filming this at the beginning.
I mean, look at this.
What does that mean?
Look at him.
Him?
Do you need that backpack on when you're filming this? Like, what is the, what do you, like,
Nick,
I'm
Nick,
a cinematographer.
Nick, you don't know if he's been filming for hours. Like, this shit doesn't come quick.
This is art.
This is amazing.
Oh my God.
I don't like people that are this talented.
Yeah, they piss me off. God, they piss me off. Tim changed it. I'm getting mad.
Yeah.
What's the name of this person so people can go watch this? Does she have a name?
Yeah, the double artist. I made that up.
Raja Sena.
Oh, yeah.
RAJACE.
Go check out. Go subscribe to her channel.
Go check her out.
Like, subscribe, share, and buy some of Cool Greg's bathwater.
Yes, please.
Is that going to be the title of this episode? Cool Greg's bathwater. Great. Please buy Cool Greg's bathwater.
Yes, but before you buy that, let me tell you about our sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by RX Bar. Nick, what do you have to say about RX Bar?
I love RX Bar. My wife loves RX Bars. Ever since they originally sponsored us back, I think it was a couple years ago now, on the morning show, they shipped us a bunch. I took some home and we fell in love with these things. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing I realized right now. Here's a real true story. When we go on vacations, we pack one for each of us for every day we're going to be there so that if we have to get up early in the morning before any breakfast place opens, we know we have something good and protein-filled to put in our bodies. Go out there. We're going to ride. When we were in... I think we were in Argentina. We had a couple RX bars and then went out and rode horses and watched the sunrise in the Andes.
Wow.
That's right.
The most romantic thing I ever heard. RX Bar is a protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no BS, no bad stuff like added sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. This is all stuff that Nick doesn't like. So he's a big fan of the protein. So this sounds like it's made for you.
It is made for
and
you.
Your loved ones. RX Bars come in 14 delicious flavor varieties and seasonal flavors too. Whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's an RX Bar for you. Real food ingredients actually taste really good, and you can actually taste the cacao.
Yeah, sure.
Cacao?
I don't know how to say that word. Cacao.
The real fruit, the spices, coca? Like coca. Sea salt. Coca? Coca chameleon?
Karma chameleon.
It's breakfast on the go. It's perfect for snacking at the office to push you through your 3 p.m. slump. RX Bar, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get through this.
Now you want me to read this part? You want me to read this part?
Nut butter, which contains a few simple, similar ingredients
like egg whites,
fruits, and nuts. Each single serve pack is squeezable and spreadable and contains delicious creamy nut butter with 90 of high quality protein. It pairs great with fruit, rice cakes, pretzels, or straight out of the pouch.
You can eat it straight out of the pouch.
We love RX Bar here. You can get 25% off your first order of the bestseller variety pack at rxbar.com/kindoffunny and use the promo code kindoffunny at checkout. It's valid in the U.S. only. That's rxbar.com/kindoffunny. Promo code kindoffunny for a limited time only to get your 25% off first order of the bestseller variety pack.
Hey, yeah, love them.
Gotta love them. And
love
also,
so much.
You know who else you love, Nick?
Hims.
Yes, that's true. 66% of men start to lose their hair by age 35. Once you notice thinning hair, it can be too late. Mm-hmm. Is that hairline slowly starting to move backwards?
Are you getting that widow's peak? As someone told me at RTX, and I was like, that, dang. That's harsh.
Yeah, it was Christina. Like,
nice widow's peak.
She really got you.
Yeah, she really got me a couple times there. But you know what?
You and Andy have been using this for years, though.
We have indeed. I use the vitamins, I use the shampoo, and I use the monthly prescription to Finasteride, which is a pill you take every day. It is a prescription pill, which means that you do need a doctor to prescribe that for you. But guess what? 4hims.com has that. You go on, you fill out a little questionnaire, and they'll evaluate you, and they will prescribe a treatment method that they think is best for you. Mine happens to be Finasteride with the shampoo and the gummies, and I like them all.
Hell yes. There's no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions backed by Kevin's favorite thing, science. No more awkward in-person doctor's visits or long pharmacy lines. You just answer a few quick questions, the doctor will review, and if they determine it's right for you, they can prescribe you your medication to treat hair loss that is shipped directly to your door. You can get started with Hims complete hair kit for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last and subject to doctor's approval. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor's or pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4hims.com/KFMS. That's FORHIMS.com/KFMS. 4hims.com/KFMS. Back
tasty
to the show.
God, I love science.
God, I want some of that nut butter.
They have to know, right? When they wrote, whoever, whatever. First off, I'm a huge fan of the RX bars.
Yeah.
So RX bar, if you're still watching at this point, take this with a grain of salt because I love your product. But someone that wrote that ad was screwing with us. Because you know they 100%. Wanted to put right out of the sack.
Mm-hmm.
Butter right out of the sack. But someone was like, sack might be a little too much. Let's put pouch instead.
Yeah.
But there was one person at that table when they were writing these ads that was like, I really want to put sack.
We got to do it.
Let's suck the RX nut butter out of the bag.
Stop. What is wrong with you?
That's in the ad, Kevin.
It's in the ad, Kevin.
It's in the ad.
It's in the ad.
EA Sports. It's in the ad.
Your version of things are in the
EA
ad.
EA Sports. Suck it out of the pouch.
So this is this week's.
That's rad.
what are they called? Algorithm Facebook shirt. Algorithm shirt.
That is a cool ass shirt.
And what do you have to say about it?
It's just fucking cool.
That's dope.
Like, I got it this morning, actually. And I was like, man, if I was still buying these things, I'd buy the fuck out of this. But I just have nowhere to put any more clothes.
That's the problem with Facebook algorithm shirts.
It's true.
You know, you get addicted. And then
Barrett's got a couple shirts that are questionable, though. He's bought like Uniqlo and H&M. Like the Boba Fett shirt that just has a quote that he's like, no, I swear to God, Boba Fett said that. I was like, I don't think anyone ever said that.
I've
like
never Boba Fett said go that far. He's actually said that.
It's a cool shirt,
Nick
though.
Just makes things up.
But it's like a quote that's totally nonsensical, right?
Yeah. And the what thing on say? The back is not. It's like, get over here or something like that. Or you join us. And then on the back, it's like the Mandalorian army or some shit.
That's weird.
Like, I don't know if it's like some shirt, like EU shirt or whatever, but like...
I'm pretty sure the cut that came out in the EU of Star Wars was pretty close to the one that came out.
Yeah, well, like...
Here in America.
It was just a cool-looking fucking shirt, and I like Boba Fett.
So I mean, I was with you when you bought it, and I said you should buy the shirt. I'm not talking shit about you. Mm. The shirt is just
it sounds like you were. It's just odd. It's an odd shirt.
I'm going to clarify that it doesn't sound like
you were talking shit about one Barrett Courtney.
It's time for some clickbait. Where we go to Zergnet.com.
What's going on with this picture of Jennifer Aniston? This looks like a deep fake.
Yeah,
it totally is.
Like they took a picture of, like, you know when they're like, oh, leaked nudes, it's like, that's not even a good Photoshop of the
like
face on the body.
Super young in it. That's what it sounds like.
There you go.
Secrets of the cast.
Yep.
Of Boy Meets
Need
World.
That one.
Yep.
That's the one.
Yep.
We're reading this whole article. Why are you scrolling? Scroll back up. I want to know what's going on with Topanga's addiction.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So how many do we think are going to go?
I'm
going
to say solid 15. 15.
I'm going to go 7.
I'm going to go 11.
I'm going to say 22. There's a lot of dark secrets we didn't know about.
Okay. Here we go. We're on 3.
Wait, what's up? She dated Lance Bass?
Mm-hmm.
They went
to prom together.
That must not
4? No.
I bet that didn't go so well for her.
5. What's up with this?
Stopped appearing on screen shortly after what?
Yeah, after Boy Meets World. 6. 7. Damn it. 8.
Come on, 15.
Who the fuck are you?
That's the guy from...
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy who's like, the fucking butterfly... Or a scooter. A scooter is a sailboat, you stupid fuck.
Oh, shit.
Come on, 15.
Jeez.
Come on.
13.
Damn it.
Who won?
I think you and I were tied, because you said 15.
I said 15, but we got to go by Price is Right rules. If it's...
So 11.
It's so whoever's was closest to it without going over. I lost. You won. Good job, Barrett. I'll buy you one Boba Fett Facebook algorithm shirt.
Thanks, Dad.
That's some sort of weird Boba Fett Starship Troopers
What these Boy Meets World stars look like today. I want to see. We're going on this adventure.
This is going to be like 50.
Well, he's still good looking.
Okay,
do you think Ben Savage and Fed Savage are just like, we're the Savages, and they go out and hang out?
I bet you there was a point in the like late 90s
they were just going out being the Savage Bros.
It was
Ben Savage, it was the other Savage, Fred Savage, and Ralph Macchio, and they were all just going out and fucking just trying to sling it, you know?
I don't like
Are Ben Savage so and Fred Savage brothers?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They owned the 80s and 90s.
No.
Yeah, the Savage Brothers.
What the fuck?
Them and Ralph Macchio. I'm telling you, they used to go out and just
Is Ralph Macchio somehow related to them?
No. Oh, no. Okay. In fact, way older. I just like to think there's a reality where they all used to go bar hopping together and try to get, you know,
in trouble.
Try to get some of that schooner.
There you go, Will Friedle, baby.
He's looking good still.
Batman Beyond.
He was in Batman Beyond?
He's the voice of Terry.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, just a natural progression there.
Yeah.
With old Betsy.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. That hair did not. I'll tell you what. He aged well. The haircut didn't. Haircut could have been. We could modernize that a little bit. Will Russ?
It's impressive that he still has that much hair though.
Well, he doesn't have widow's peak like me.
He's still alive.
He looks a little like a vampire though. Like we gotta let him go. Let's let him go. What? What?
We need to let him
like,
go.
Like, just let him go. Science go far here, but, like, let's pull the plug.
You're talking about Mr. Feeny.
Yeah. I don't... I know. And I know I just pissed everyone off. You know what? Come at me, motherfuckers.
Hold on. What a fucked up way to title this article. The Boy Meets World. Guess what they look like today?
Well, they're older.
The Wonder Years cast doesn't look like this anymore.
I'll tell you what.
What do they look like,
That middle one? Man, I used to have a crush on her. Yeah. Fritz Havish looks great. See, look at you. Tell me, you're gonna tell me you're a young impressionable boy or girl, and you meet Fred Savage, and you just don't go like this. I want to kiss that man's lips all day long. I just want to kiss the makeup off his lips.
Makes me so uncomfortable.
He looks great still. He has not aged. Unlike Mr. unlike Mr. Feeney, who
he said he looks great. So I look over at Bear, and Bear just goes,
"He looks great." For his age, the man hasn't aged. Unlike Mr. Feeney, who's the walking fucking dead,
he looks
who's
great
the undead.
Age, the man hasn't aged.
She looks good. Oh, Maran. I'm trying to.
Why don't we let Nick do anything?
I was trying to think of what else she was in that I had. I gotta look her up. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Black Widow in the Ultimate Avengers series. Fun. Yeah. See, this is exactly what I'd imagine Jason Hervey looks like.
He looks fucking great. How dare you? He's got that. He has the. What's the guy? What's the guy's name?
It's fucking like fake ass highlights.
Who's the guy that throws footballs to the Patriots?
Helmets.
He's got the Tom Brady haircut. They go to the same barber. Where they go in there and they go, "Hey, could you just make sure I repel the opposite sex? Could you just make sure I get a haircut that repels everyone from me?"
Would you recognize him? Because I wouldn't.
No.
Also, remember when everyone was convinced that he was Marilyn Manson?
No, I don't remember him being Marilyn Manson. I thought everyone thought that the guy from Mr. Belvedere was Marilyn Manson.
No, it was this dude.
Was it? I always thought it was Kevin from Mr. Belvedere.
There was a conspiracy theory for a long ass time that it was like the dude from Wonder Years was Marilyn Manson.
Oh, man. That shit did not trickle well to the Riverside. Because when I was growing up, I thought it was Kevin from Mr. Belvedere that everyone thought was Marilyn Manson. Yeah, look, is Kevin from Mr. Belvedere Marilyn Manson? Wow, it does look like him, though. Type in look up Kevin from Marilyn. Oh my God. Look up Kevin, Mr. Belvedere, Marilyn Manson. Kevin, Mr. Belvedere. Close enough. Yeah, you got a lot of ease in that.
Click one of the, yeah.
See, everyone always thought it was him.
I don't see it.
Look at that picture right there. Washed up celebrity.
This one?
Yeah. He kind of looks like him there with the nose.
With the nose.
Everyone thought it was him.
Who else do we got here?
Who is Marilyn Manson? Does anyone know?
We got Winnie coming up.
Oh, Daniel Stern.
Whoa.
I love Daniel Stern, man.
I feel like he became a wizard or some shit.
Dude, no, he was one of the wet bandits.
Was in it? I didn't know that.
I guess.
It's weird.
Why does he have such a weird mustache in that first?
Oh, that's what I remember her from. She was in Conan the Destroyer. Oh, the second Conan? I fucking had a huge crush on her from that movie. Oh, she was in Wayne's World 2 also. That's right. She played the Garth's female Garth.
Female Garth?
Yeah, she's great, man.
All right. It's time for some fun clips. Let me pull these up.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
These two are from Ignacio Rojas. Boy hits himself in his nuts with a Nerf gun.
He doesn't even have nuts at that age. Your nuts are just like little walnuts.
Oh. What the fuck? What the fuck was he thinking?
I'm gonna tell you this, man. You only make that mistake once, maybe twice. That was great.
But like that was, I thought it was an accident. I thought he'd released, but nope. This was his.
You learned that once, maybe twice.
This one's also from Ignacio Rojas. Beatboxing cat.
Let's see it. I think this cat's dying.
Nah, they just do that when they hear scary sounds sometimes.
Holy shit. I can't imagine Cool Greg can dance like this. You know? You get him out there and everyone's like, I don't know if it's cool or not.
Stop the autoplay.
Autoplay.
All right. These next two are from Alec Bobko.
Twitter is down right now.
What?
Twitter's down.
People were saying that in the chat. They're wondering if it's down.
All right, well, then this one's from SMS16.
Cool.
Friday, 7:20.
What kind of fucking McDonald's has a message?
Friday, 7:27 p.m. What kind of fucking McDonald's has a message? What do I say? I want a burger tomorrow?
All right.
That guy's from Florida.
Hit the autoplay button on the right there, the little...
Turn it on. Double the autoplay.
Double the autoplay. Double the fucking fine.
Oh, Alec Bobko had some good ones too. That bumps me out.
This one's from Andrew Feisner.
Oh, I like this. This is cute.
Near the elephant.
Oh, he's playing with it.
Elephants are weird.
They're great.
He fell.
Oh, poor little guy.
But he gets back up. You know?
Yeah, he's an elephant. He gets knocked down.
Oh, he goes to mom.
But he gets up again.
He goes to mom.
Did you include the one that I with the wrestlers?
No. I didn't get any from Slack this week.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Or most weeks.
Man, he hates us, Kevin.
I just don't understand why we use that. You know,
I use it.
It's mostly just because when you Slack me something or I Slack you something, we can giggle together.
We put gold in there.
We do put gold in there.
So much of it gets deleted by the time.
What? Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry, Tim. That makes sense.
Try this one just to see if.
Justin says, don't look at replies for this. Just watch the whole thing. Okay.
No, it's an error.
It's another Twitter. Damn it.
Oh, all your stuff gets deleted, and now Twitter's down, and Tim can't open any of his shit. All my stuff's on Instagram.
Nate Z.
BTW.
Calm down.
Yeah, and your stuff gets deleted every fucking time. Nate Z says, be
use
careful with sound on this
use
one.
Use it faster.
Autobots, transform.
Oh my god.
Autobots, transform.
There's...
Autobots, transform.
Oh my god, this poor woman, I put her hand on oh my god. Unless she's fine, they're giggling.
Oh my god, Autobots. Dude. It's so rigid.
That's great.
We've all fallen like that.
That was good.
That was real good.
Yeah.
That was real good.
And then the last one that's not from Twitter is from Drew Feisner.
All right, Drew Feisner, come at us.
Oh, God.
Oh, this looks like a dumb ad.
Okay, so it's 2 minutes, but all Gorilla Glue ads, but perfectly cut. Okay.
I watched the entire thing. I think he said you only need to watch the first 30 seconds.
All this stuff.
Such a waste.
Do we have any heavy-duty spray adhesive?
Mom's gonna kill us.
Do we have any waterproof tape that instantly seals?
What a storm. If only we had a heavy-duty tape that was crystal clear and even held up underwater.
So this is it? Just the one sealant for window, door, and kitchen and bath?
Check the retaining wall, back deck, and vinyl siding. Got a lot of work to do.
When does it get
you know,
funny?
About a legs, I...
No, I'm not. Oh.
Just one drop.
Search for a really strong glue that's clear.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Clear glue.
That looks terrible.
Wives. You know what I mean? This is why you don't get married. Because they're always calling you on your bullshit.
There isn't just one for every project I have. It'd be nice, though.
No, you finally fixed the chair.
You know it.
That was amazing, because she laughed at him and his little penis, and then the gorilla scared her.
I've never seen any of these porn.
I don't know what Gorilla Glue is. I have no idea what this
really?
Is.
Really?
You don't know what Gorilla Glue is?
No, I know Super Glue. That's the real fucking glue. Super glue. Gorilla Glue is like some weird knockoff.
No. Gorilla Glue, for the most part, like it started as a different type of glue for wood glue that expands. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
But now they're doing the clear glue.
I guess this is one of those ones you'd need to know the commercial.
I'm going
to
say this. None of these, this glue does not work for any of these things. That woman's going to try to glue her eyeglasses back together, and they're going to look horrible, and it's not going to work. She's going to get new eyeglasses.
Are we done here?
I think we're done with this one.
Now we're going to hope for the best with Twitter.
Nope. That's what I'm saying, man. Go to Slack and get all of my Instagram ones and see if they're around.
I feel like most of Nick's are terrible. Like, they don't even make me chuckle. All
right, so we're going to look at the chat. We're just going to talk to the chat. All right, guys, are you
chat
fucking happy?
Time.
Mighty Mouse 56 says, check out Blaine's Instagram for a fun clip. I see that. Did you see him crying in the bathtub?
I didn't. Without audio, I did.
It's funny. He's a funny guy. He's funny and good looking, and I hate him.
If you like funny, good looking men, yeah, he's great.
If you like guys that are talented and jacked and beautiful.
And super nice every time you talk to them.
And really cool.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
And very thankful that you put him up on a comedy show.
God, he's so sweet.
I know. What are you doing? B Gibbles?
What's his fucking name?
Nobody knows.
I don't know. I got to pee. Barrett fell in.
Just look up. There it is.
Blaine gets it
there.
No, it's not.
It's Pete Gibbles or some shit, right?
Right?
Just, why don't you just search on Instagram, Blaine. Okay, there you go.
The Blaine. I think it's on Twitter that he's the,
all right.
Here we go.
What's up, gamer girls? I'm going to be selling gamer boy bathwater. shit, my life fucking sucks.
Why is there a
What's
jar
up, gamer girls?
It's gamer boy juice or water or whatever the
you
fuck
you
call
jar
it.
Of pee, though?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Bob. So yeah, he tags that girl Belle Delphine. Let's see what she's up to.
Did you see the whole class? Did you guys talk about the class action lawsuit stuff?
No.
Oh, apparently people have gone in and done DNA to see if there's any DNA, human DNA traces in the water.
Yeah.
And apparently they haven't found any.
Uh huh.
So I was reading this like really quick yesterday that she might be, she might be getting against a class action lawsuit because she falsely advertised that she had actually bathed in the water. So I don't know. I just read that a little bit.
See,
I don't know. I don't know the deeper shit.
Keeps getting deeper, man.
Did she say she bathed in the water, or is it just
did
bath
she
water?
Or did she not bathe in the water?
All I'm saying is it's still bath water if no one goes in it, right? Or
but is a gamer girl bath water if no one's in it?
That's a great question. That. They'll have to sort out in
The court.
Damn. This comes from Brian McBrian in the chat.
Patience. Someone's been submitting this.
Let me hear.
Right. I'm going to battle and I need your strongest potions. You can't handle my strongest potion.
Yeah, someone's been submitting that as a fun clip for the last like month.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Ente on Caprica sending this one.
Organize this many people.
Also, the state of California is legal.
We do a lot of illegal things in California in bathrooms that, no one gets in trouble for.
That was something, man.
Look at you and your high horse.
That was something. Let's see. Give me some good shit to talk about, chat.
Yeah, what's up?
We'll get rid of you forever.
Barry, have you listened to the new Prince Daddy and the Hyena album? I don't even know who that is.
Prince Daddy?
Someone said they tried Beeps Burgers for the first time, but I didn't see what their reaction was.
Doesn't matter. We know it's great.
Eh. I guess I just got tired of it after a while.
Pop-Off says, of course there's not. You think she actually took time to actually collect her bath water? I mean, yeah. You know?
You take a bath and then you put jars in.
She baths.
Yeah. It's like an hour-long process there.
I mean, if you're already doing the bath, it's...
Do you think Cool Greg's bath water actually has Cool Greg... DNA in the bathwater.
We know for a fact that was not actually his bathwater.
We don't know.
No, we do. He told us. Nick talked about it earlier today.
We need the DNA proof. All right. Bye.
Bye. Ms. Yasmin says, hey, Tim, apparently Zack Snyder's working on an anime with Netflix about Norse mythology.
That sounds terrible. I'm just kidding.
Like
that sounds great.
Because,
you know, at least Zack Snyder does really well when other people write the stories for him. And if it's Norse mythology and it's written, he can just take it, put it on the screen with a lot of slow-mo and a lot of jacked out dudes.
That shit's fucked up, though.
Norse mythology?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it is.
Very fucked up.
Who the fuck is Prince Daddy?
I don't know.
Jambus92 says, I'm seeing Prince Daddy next month.
Google it, dude.
I'm like scared to.
I'll Google it. I'm not scared to Google anything. Who knows where
Prince Daddy and the Hyena are a whole thing.
What the fuck is Prince Daddy and the Hyena?
I'm not going to listen to the music, but pull this up, Kevin.
They look like some fucking pop punk grunge shit that I'd be super into.
Did someone finally
I'm going to look it up later.
Did someone check out, by the way,
Bear looks like he belongs here.
Yeah,
it does.
In the center. Somebody Photoshop this picture with Barrett in the center,
please. There you go. By the way, Twitter's been down for approximately 30 minutes. Did everyone go check on Greg and make sure he hasn't killed himself yet?
Damn.
No, that's Instagram. I have nothing to do right now. That's the fun thing.
What a great thing. Oh, yeah. If Instagram goes down, we need to put Greg on suicide watch. Because he'll be like, what do I do with all these pictures of food? What do I do with them? Do I look at them?
What is wrong with
this gorilla?
There's no reason to attack our friend. No.
Apparently, there's a gorilla in Chicago.
But you enjoy it, right, Kevin?
No, I don't.
But you enjoy it a little bit?
It's just weird.
I'm having a lot of inside farts.
I don't
just
know.
Shit.
What does that mean?
Your pants, they can't smell it.
What the fuck does that mean?
The fuck
mean?
Do I care? Listen.
Hold on,
as one of your best friends, if you shit your pants right now.
Next week.
I will not judge you, but if it's gross, I will get up.